Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Fortcast, the official podcast of Fort Healthcare. I am your host, Dr. Michael Anderson, ENT doc, and currently serving as president and CEO of Fort Healthcare. And today I have a very special guest with me. I have Kay Prevey, who is the patient financial services manager here at Fort Healthcare. And Kay, welcome to the Fortcast.
Thank you.
And before we get started here, we're going to be talking about insurance, pretty much all things insurance. And it's such an important topic because I think a lot of times patients, and I am a patient as well, insurance in the insurance world can be very confusing. So we're going to kind of shed some light onto that. Now, Kay, with you being the patient financial services manager, that in a lot of ways makes you the most important person on campus because patients, I'm sure, have a lot of inquiries through the medical billing process. And what we're hoping to do is have a few podcasts on this topic, just in general. And today we're going to focus on insurance. So Kay, tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been with Fort Healthcare, and just let us in and into some of what you do on the day-to-day.
Sure. So I've been with Fort Healthcare going on 3 years in about another month or so. I've been in the revenue cycle insurance, healthcare insurance for 20, 25 years, totally dating myself there. So on the day-to-day, I manage the operations of the prior authorizations, the cash posting, insurance follow-up, insurance denials, charge master, patient financial services. So I work with the financial counselors, helping patients navigate when they don't have insurance and what our payment options are. Just helping patients really navigate the backside of healthcare when they receive a bill and understanding their insurance benefits.
Wow, that is a lot of info. What you just described is about a three-day seminar on medical billing and revenue. So we're gonna pare that down a little bit today, Kay, and thank you for joining us. So I would like to just start with asking a simple question, and that is, why is health insurance important for our patients and our community? Why is it important?
With the cost of healthcare, it's very important that you have insurance to help ease your mind of when you're sick and you just want to feel better, but you don't want to have to worry about how am I going to afford to pay for this. Health insurance covers a lot of things throughout the healthcare system, whether it's a broken finger to a broken bone, lots of different things. And there's lots of different coverages out there as well, too. So you have your high deductible plans where keep your premiums down, but you also have higher premiums and lesser deductibles and copays. So health insurance is important, like I said, because the cost of healthcare is expensive.
Yeah, the cost of healthcare is very, very expensive. And it just seems like in the good old USA, it's just getting more and more expensive as time goes on. So having insurance is very important because it helps offset those costs for healthcare. And I know there's a lot of different types of insurances. I hear commercial insurance or Medicare or Medicaid. So can you talk a little bit about the differences in those insurances?
Sure. So commercial insurance is typically the plans that you have through your employer or now through the marketplace. Medicaid is a financial assistance through the state that you live in. So Wisconsin Medicaid. We also have contracts with a lot of different states in the Medicaids because we have travelers that come through. And then Medicare it's the government in typically, if you have been working and you have paid into the Medicare program, once you hit your 62 and you are Medicare eligible, then that becomes your primary insurance. You can still receive supplemental insurance, which is sometimes a commercial plan, but it's because it follows Medicare, it's a supplement plan. And then between Medicare, you'll also hear of Medicare Advantage. And that's kind of a commercial Medicare plan, but the difference between it is run by a payer, and typically they cover what Medicare does, but they also have a broader coverage than just original Medicare. So some things would be your pharmacy is covered through there, but a lot of times when you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you do not have a supplemental plan. So those get very confusing to the Medicare patients trying to determine if they want to be on a just regular original Medicare or if they want to be on a Medicare Advantage plan. So there are differences between the two. And typically, as I stated, when you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you do not have that supplemental coverage. So whatever your Medicare Advantage leaves you for a copay, that is your responsibility, where typically with Medicare, when you have your supplemental plan, that supplemental policy will pick up what Medicare does not cover.
That's really a detail that people should really know when they get to be that age. And that can be very confusing as we are in an aging population here in Jefferson County. So just to summarize, commercial insurances, those are like United Healthcare, your Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Quartz, Dean. Those are mostly employer-based health plans, but can also be purchased on the marketplace. And then the Medicaid is the one through the state. And then the Medicare and Medicare Advantage is for those, what's the age limit of the Medicare?
62.
Okay. And so you brought up something about a supplemental plan. So is that the same as a coinsurance? Can you explain the, I hear that term a lot, coinsurance and supplemental plans. Are they one and the same or are they different?
So a lot of times there are three different categories that your insurance could leave you as your responsibility. So there's a copay, which is just a straight, either $15, $20, $25, depending on if you're seeing a specialist or if you're just seeing your PCP. And that's typically just your office visit copay. And that's what you'll owe when you go see your doctor. It's a straight fee. Your deductible is another thing where it also depends on your policy and your plan. You could have a $500 deductible. And what that means is you need, your insurance will have you pay $500 out of pocket before it starts processing and paying at either 100%, or here's where coinsurance comes in, as that's a percentage of charges based on your policy. Most of the time you'll see that your coinsurance is either 10% or 20%. And that is also a percentage of allowed charges. So when we talk about allowed charges, we'll just use commercial plans as an example, your United Healthcare Anthems. Typically, your facility will have a contract with that specific plan. And when you, let's just use Dr. Anderson and ENT. So you come into the office, you have your $150 office visit, but if you're a commercial and we have a contract with your insurance, the allowed charge is the difference between what we bill and what your insurance allows as a contracted rate. So then that allowed amount is where your insurance would calculate your coinsurance. So your coinsurance will vary depending on the charges. Your copay is a flat fee of typically, like I said, an office visit. And then your deductible is also based on your policy and your plan. But once you hit that $500 deductible, you no longer have to pay that until your next plan year. And then you will have your coinsurance, which, like I said, is usually 20 or 10% of charges.
Gotcha. So just to summarize that, and that was a wonderful explanation, you have your deductible. So, hey, I'm coming in to see the doctor. Okay, you need to pay us $20. And then your coinsurance is the percentile that's defined by your specific plan of the cost for that visit. And that's somewhere usually between 10 and 20%. And then your deductible, that is the large amount that you will pay total before your insurance really starts to kick in.
Yeah.
And that can be across multiple visits or multiple services, depending on the deductible defined by your individual insurance plan.
Correct.
Did I explain that? Because I'm learning here too, Kay. I'm a patient also. So it's very important for us as a healthcare system to try to navigate these important questions for our patients. And it's also important for us as patients to try to understand these as well. And one thing I know that comes up quite often is, are you in or are you out of network? So, okay, can you talk a little bit about what does that mean from an insurance standpoint, and how do patients know whether they are in or out of network?
Yeah, so if a facility is in network, it means that their providers have been credentialed and have gone through and become a provider of that plan, and they have a contract with that insurance company. A lot of times insurances now have become so large that there are many different policies and plans within that. So you could have Anthem, but you could have a plan that potentially Fort Healthcare is not a participating provider, which would be an in-network provider. The best way to know is to call. There's a number on the back of your insurance card for benefit questions, to either call that insurance or you could call our business office and we can also help assist with that, because it is very difficult to navigate and we are more than willing to help patients who may not know if they are or are not in network. And even though you live in the area, you may have a plan that is outside of our network, because there are some Dane County policies that are specific to only that county. So you may live nearby and you may say, I want to go to Fort Healthcare, but if you have a policy that is Dane County only, we would not be considered an in-network. And that piece of it is navigated by your insurance company. So a lot of times the best way to know is to call your insurance and just confirm that the provider that you are going to see is an in-network provider. If you're out of network, it doesn't mean that you can't come to Fort Healthcare, but what it does mean is that more than likely, you are going to have a higher out-of-pocket expense because there isn't a contract with that payer.
Yeah, and that's really well said. So Fort Healthcare tries to be in-network with every payer that is within our service area and beyond. But sometimes if you get a specific insurance through an employer that's, say, in Dane County, that employer may have a contract with that insurance company that says, hey, we want to direct the care in Dane County. Even though if you live in Fort Atkinson, you work for a county based out of Dane County, that insurance can try to direct you towards a Dane County service healthcare system. And if that happens, then you would be out of network at Fort Healthcare, because we are not in Dane County. We are in Jefferson County. And you can still come here and be seen. It may just be a little bit more expensive. Does that make sense?
Yep, that is correct.
And Kay, we see thousands and thousands and thousands of people a year. If you were to guess just percentage-wise, what percentage of those patients, and it doesn't have to be exact number, but the vast majority are in network. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would agree. It's a very small percentage, maybe 10%, and that may even be on the high end.
Yeah, we work very hard to try to be in network with all insurance payers and even those in surrounding counties, whether it's Waukesha, Dodge, Dane. We are in the vast majority of insurance networks. So that's really important information, and that's important for patients to really. You may have to, it's maybe worth a phone call, because it never feels good. If we see you in the office, we may not know whether or not you're in network. And it always feels bad if we see somebody and then they find out afterwards that they're out of network, and then they're wondering why it was more expensive than what they anticipated. So it's important for patients to check that and be sure that we're in network. So with that being said, Kay, when the patient does go to the office and they see their provider and then they go home, oftentimes what I see is a sheet of paper that looks like a bill, but it says across the top, this is not a bill. So I'm like, well, why are you sending it to me then? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep. So there's two different names. It could be an explanation of benefit or an explanation of payment. They both are They're from your insurance company. And a lot of times you will only receive those if your insurance leaves you a balance, whether it's your copay, coinsurance, deductible. If your insurance is paying your visit at 100%, you typically will not receive one in the mail. But what they're used for then is so that when you do receive a statement or a bill from your insurance company, you can match it up and say, oh, okay, my insurance told me I should be expecting this amount. A lot of times, and we receive these calls, is you will get those explanation of benefits or explanation of payments from your insurance before they have paid the provider. So if you have a question on that explanation, we can certainly try to answer it, but a lot of times it's best to wait until you do receive a bill from us, because we can then see, yep, we have the payment, this is how they processed it. But if you call before our statement, a lot of times we can't see the explanation until we have that payment from the insurance. And they do, like I said, they send those out to the patients or the beneficiaries before they are received by us.
Okay, so that's important to know. So typically, what's the timeline of receiving a, if somebody goes to the doctor, say here at Ford Healthcare, and they see them on a particular date, how long typically is it before the Ford Healthcare or the physician or the provider would see payment from the insurance company?
Sure. The average is 30 to 45 days.
Okay, so it takes some time to process.
Yep. So it takes the insurance about 30 to 45 days to process that, and then probably another 10 business days for us to receive the payment and get it posted.
Okay. And then once it's posted, and then it really becomes helpful if a patient does have a question, you can see, you can follow the trail, basically, and then be of greater assistance to the patient should they call.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So basically, if you get an explanation of benefits or an explanation of payments, that's more of like, hey, this is the billing process. It's not a bill in particular, but this is what you can expect in the near future.
Yes.
Okay. And if a service is covered at 100%, then you may not see that. Like colonoscopies, you know, on our employee plan are covered 100%. So you may not see an EOB, an explanation of benefits. If somebody is an employee of Ford Healthcare and on our benefit plan, they may not even see an EOB after getting a colonoscopy. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, well, that clarifies that for me, because I was wondering, why am I getting some of these EOBs? And, you know, and then you got kids, and there's a lot of opportunity for questions out there. That's all I'm trying to say, Kay. So are you ever, I do have to ask you, as the patient financial services manager, are you ever bored?
Never bored.
You're never bored. Oh my gosh.
I say I'm one of those rare ones, because I really like to investigate and dive into how can I really help the patient and help them understand. So no, there's nothing boring in this position.
I believe you. And our patients need you. The insurance world is very confusing. I mean, I wish we had more time to talk about the prior authorization and denials, but really the insurance world, it's challenging for patients. It's challenging for our community. And a lot of times it's even challenging for the providers in the healthcare system. And all we can do is really try to provide as much information, to have resources like yourself to answer those questions, because it's very complex.
It is. And we just actually had a patient a couple of weeks ago who was in a lot of pain and needed to have surgery. And it looked like she might not be able to come here because, you know, talking of out of network, it appeared that we were not in network on the surface. As we dove deeper in, we did find, yes, this patient could come here. And she was so happy, so relieved that somebody was able to help her and walk her through that process. So it's always nice when we can help patients feel more comfortable about their services. Like I said, she was in pain. She needed her surgery, but she was really worried that she might not be able to have it here. And she was very happy when we helped. It was a very unique insurance, one we don't see a lot of times. And so anytime there's any questions, we are more than happy to help.
Well, Kay, I want to personally thank you and your team for being such a valuable resource for our patients and our community. Thank you a great deal for that.
Thank you.
Well, if you've enjoyed this episode of the Fordcast, please refer to our library on our website for all of our other episodes of the Fordcast. For today, I want to thank Kay Prevey again for joining us to discuss insurance in the medical world. And everybody else, to those listeners, have a great rest of your day. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.